Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining Visible by Numbers and on the number one internet radio station, BBS Radio. Y'all going to have to bear with me this evening because I have a head cold, so this is my sniffly, sneezing version of the show. But I've got my hot tea here, and hopefully my voice will hang in there throughout the whole show. I might just get a little loopy from all this cold medicine, too, though there would be people that would say I'm a little loopy naturally. But luckily for me, I've got a terrific guest this evening, and I will just make her do all the talking. Join me as I welcome my guest, Lois Martin. Lois Martin has been a practicing numerologist for over 30 years. She has appeared on television and radio shows, and she's written a column. It's been featured in By the Numbers. Hey, Lois, you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you, Allison?
I'm doing okay, Lois. I'm going to make you do the talking tonight.
Okay. That's right up my alley.
Okay, it's up your alley. That's good. Well, we're glad to have you on the show. It's always a wonderful pleasure to be able to talk to another numerologist, get another numerologist's perspective on things. So we're always, Visible My Numbers, we're always excited to get a numerologist on the show. The first question I guess I'd like to ask you is, how did you happen to become a numerologist?
Actually, Allison, an astrologer that lived next door to where I lived, and he tried very hard for me to understand astrology. And believe it or not, I love the psychodynamics of the signs, but I can't do the math. Mm-hmm. And then as I was just studying a little bit about what the signs were astrologically, it dawned on me when I asked him, hey, why is everything around me about a number five? And he said to me, oh, that's called numerology. Mm-hmm. So about 37 years now later, I'm still learning, but it has yet to cease to amaze me. And actually, that's how I got started. And what could I say? I'm honored the fact that this is a wonderful science that I just so enjoy.
Right. Well, don't you think that? I think that with me, and I think probably the same thing with you, is that once you begin to study numerology and start to apply it and start to work with it, that you're just absolutely amazed by its accuracy and it's such an incredible tool that you just can't put it down, right?
I find it to be an incredible tool, absolutely. I feel like it's one of the least known tools out there. It's not a popular knowing of numerology. Many people say, well, what is numerology? And when you go to explain it, I mean, many will walk away and say, sounds very interesting, very interesting. You know, because you make them think about their names and their date of birth and so forth. So, yeah, definitely. You could talk to people who were born on the same day, and even twins, but everybody's unique, and I think that's what makes you keep coming back for more.
Right. Well, I'm like you. I know that I began to study numerology, but I think that when you begin to study numerology, you kind of delve off into all kinds of different spiritual philosophies, and you look at palmistry, you look at astrology, because basically in those tools as well is the same information, and quite often one validates another. You might even look into tarot, and you just keep on moving down, studying various different things. But like you, astrology, I can sit there and study the book. I can comprehend it. I can totally, you know, I'm getting what it's saying. But as soon as I put the book down, it's out of my head. But when it came to numerology, it stuck. It just so stuck in my head. I retained the information. It was almost like I knew it without knowing why I knew it. But
exactly.
The other ones, yeah, so I think some of us are just meant to be numerologists and others not. And also don't you think people are sometimes scared because they go, numerology, we're talking about math, numbers, calculation, ooh, that's an awful word, you know? And they get a little bit put off by numerology, but that isn't really what it's about, you know?
No, it's not about it at all. But really, truly, people are just standing there with their mouths open and say, oh, my gosh, all that from numbers? How did you know that, you know? But it's just amazing.
Living with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. It's just an amazing tool. It's just, I just love the language it speaks, and it speaks many, many dialogues, and that's what I love about it.
It is a language. It absolutely is a language, and I think the universal language, it speaks to everyone. I wanted to ask you this, because, you know, you said 37 years, that's a long time, and I'm with you on learning numerology. I don't think you're ever done. I don't think you ever could be done with what the insight that you gained about numerology. You're never done learning. But how has your study of numerology changed you as a person? Because quite often people say, your numerology changed me as a person. Well, I want to know, how does the study of numerology, how did that change you as a person?
Well, you know, after practicing on myself, the formulas and making the charts up and so forth, and the reading and the studying that I did, I began to see more of a side of myself that was not, I don't want to say the word becoming, but it wasn't fitting me anymore. I was outgrowing it. And the numbers actually became a new design for me in the way of thinking. Which I see how it correlates with my heart's desire and the personality and so forth. So it has helped me move on more flexible to other levels than having to say, why do I keep repeating the same thing over?
Right.
And I do. I do. I'm feeling like everybody else. I think we all have to walk our experiences, if they were right or if they were wrong, but it's the point that it just gave me another way of looking at issues rather than going at it the way I was. Yeah,
right.
That's
what
it's
done for me. Understanding of yourself as a person. I think anyone, you know, whether you become a numerologist or if you just pick up a numerology book and you just kind of learn basically how to do it, the amount of insight that can give you into your own personal energy, why you do the things you do, why you feel the way you feel, or why you are drawn to the things you're drawn to, numerology gives you a really wonderful explanation and helps you to kind of, you know, get a really good feeling for your own personal energy. And you're saying that's, you know, one of the major things that this did for you?
That's one of the major, looking at it for myself, yes, what it's done for other people.
It's a little scary what you find sometimes, though, isn't it?
Very, very, very frightening, very frightening, but it's very fascinating.
Do you think, like, doctors heal themselves? Do you think a numerologist can actually do their reading for themselves? Do you really think?
Do I really think? No. And I say, the reason I say no is because sometimes whatever situation could be, the emotions that get wrapped into it, I feel it could become blocking. It blocks a little bit. When you're reading for people, it's a flow. It's just natural. When it's coming for yourself, of course, you know more internally what is happening more than maybe what you're expressing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel it's the most accurate to do a reading or look at what's actually all the havoc possibly of what I might be entailing. So I'll go to somebody else like you, Allison, and say, what's going on? That's how I look at it, you know. And you just know because others don't look at you like, you know, well, what do you mean? You're a numerologist. You're a psychic. You should know this. And that's not the way it works.
Yeah, it's
you
not
know?
The way it
so
works.
Actually, no, I really don't. I think it gives us insight. It gives us, well, you know what? I know that this vibration can create such and such an effect. I'm aware of that. But if I'm emotionally involved, for me, it doesn't work for me.
Right. Yeah, I hear you on that. I hear you. Now, let me ask you this. Every numerologist that I've ever met has their own specialty in numerology. Somewhere in the chart where they seem to concentrate and focus their attention. We know Ellen. She's a regular on our show, and she is the queen of challenges. And I spend a lot of time looking at the essences. And so I guess my next question to you is, do you have a special focus on a particular number in the numerology chart that gives you a great amount of interest?
My particular focus in a chart is the transition, what that individual is going through, such as the personal year.
Mm-hmm.
And to see, of course, looking at the challenges, you know, you're taking all the aspects and looking in there, but I seem to target into the personal year that they are vibrating.
And so that's where
and from that, excuse
right.
me?
Go ahead.
So for that, I find that's where my eyes go to. That's where I need to see the crust of what their energy frequency is at this time. Before so much that I will go in to another aspect about, well, your name or this or that, because the people really are calling to find a direction.
Okay.
Most
right.
look for directions.
Right.
So I get my direction through their personal year.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm actually want to let the viewers or the listeners, viewers, I guess they can't see us, thank goodness. I'm a little messed with my cold. But my listeners, I want to let them know, okay, I'm in the BBS live show chat room. You can find a link to that right on the front page of BBS Radio. And I do have a Julia in there, and Julia is asking for you to do a reading on her day of birth here. So you can give her some insight. Julia, I'm assuming that you're in the chat and you can't call in, so this is the way she wants to ask you the question. So how would you like to take her date of birth and give her some insight?
Sure. How did she spell her name?
Julia is spelled. I'm assuming this is her real first name. It's a chat room, but it's J-U-L-I-A.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay, and her date of birth is 9/16/1961.
9/16/1961.
You're right. And so, Julia, we gave that question to Lois. Just hold on. Are you calculating, Lois? She said, the personal year is great. Yep, that's what she wants to know. So,
the personal year what, Allison? I didn't
hear you. She's asking for you to give her a reading on her personal year. So.
Her personal year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, first I would tell Julia hi. And number two, Julia, don't try to analyze all of this at once, okay? But it's really important this year that before you make any kind of career moves or job moves, if that's been in your thought pattern, to have something set up, because this is a year that focuses on money.
Mm-hmm.
It focuses on finances. At the same time, you also can feel yourself to be a little more reserved, a little bit more thinking about matters. Not saying you're taking the complete action yet, let's say, again, it's in job. But this energy that you're in, I see it as a personal year of a 7 and an 8 together. So there could be a lot of thinking going on, as I said, with work, thinking about yourself. You could be finding yourself ascending to more interest in spiritual understanding or even in numerology. And at the same time, there's a lot of stuff around family essences going on, which again could be maybe you're thinking of moving, maybe you're thinking of repairing where you live. So this, when I said not to analyze it all, it's because I noticed that you're born on the 16th, and that tells me immediately you like to think things over. You just don't want to jump into the frying pan. So what I'm saying over here is that, you know what, if it's not happening, leave it alone. Absorb and observe what is going around you, because I feel that your own intuitiveness will be an essence of a guide for you this year.
Right. Okay, Julia. The one thing that I would, you know, I absolutely agree with you 100% on her own, following her gut instincts and her own feelings, because she really has a great deal of that going on in her chart. So, Julia, that hope that answers your question. I haven't got a response back from her yet in the chat room, but thanks, Lois. I want to just tell the people that are listening that We are taking calls all throughout the show. We're going to be discussing numerology throughout the show, but we will take your calls. If you've got a question about numerology, we'd be happy to answer that. If you'd like Lois to do a personal year reading for you, she'd be more than happy to do that. The toll-free numbers here are call toll-free USA 1-877-876-5227. To call toll-free from Canada, it's 1-888-810-8322. And you can call direct from California at 530-876.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Alison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Alison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Alison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Hi, we're back. I guess our energy was just a little too high. We got booted, but we're back. We were just talking about callers and calling in for readings and questions, going through the phone numbers. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free from Canada, 1-888-810-8322. And you can call direct from California, 530-876-3222. Tom said we might already have a caller. Do we have a caller on?
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
My name is Listenia.
Your name is what?
Listenia.
Okay, you might have to spell that for me.
Okay, L, A, S like Sam.
Uh-huh.
T like Tom.
Uh-huh.
E, N like Nancy, I, A.
Okay. Listenia. Okay, and your date of birth?
8/27/1970.
8/27/1970. Lois, do you want
to... Yes.
You're going to take that for the personal year reading?
Sure.
Okay, and then I'll help you with a few other things. Hold on just a minute, and we'll look at your reading here.
Okay. Listenius, how are you? Hello?
I'm good. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm looking at your birthday here, and I'm seeing that... well, first of all, you have, well, I'm just looking, I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question. You've been feeling a little tired?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Then I know where I am. The reason I'm saying is because I see you're a very high-powered energy woman. And I see, you know, you're on the go, you're thinking, you're involved. But somehow or other, I'm feeling that your energy level is feeling a little bit less, it's slower.
Extremely.
And I would not get alarmed about that. I would feel and say to you, you know what, just let this ride. You know, if you just don't feel like doing it, leave it alone. Like, don't force it. But what's going to be happening is you're going to be taking some notice and thinking of, again, maybe with you, some changes in the home. You're looking for some changes, possibly, in career.
Yes.
There's changes in relationships because you're shifting.
Okay.
So everything around you at times can be like you're beginning to examine and introspect and retrospect and say, am I outgrowing any of this?
You're extremely accurate.
Thank you. There could be a difficulty with you in letting go of situations. Maybe not all of them, but certain ones. And as I said, you're a very high-powered energy woman. And you don't let grass grow under you. But in situations, you just don't want to let it go. You hold on. And with this type of a thinking year, could make you even how you say, not see the opportunities coming to you.
Okay.
Keep your eyes open. I feel that there could be a very possible big job change here for you. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Do you have children?
No, but we've been thinking about that.
Yes, because that's another part that I'm thinking about. This could also be part of these changes that are happening. So my thinking to you, got a beautiful name. Slow down a little bit, if that's in your category of life. Slow down a little bit here. Take your time. Take in what's being, how you say, presented to you. And I believe that you're going to find things to be a lot easier rather than you trying to control it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
You know, you're strong-willed. And don't take this offensively, but you're not one that really likes to be told what to do.
No, I completely agree.
You know, and this is a time that, you know, you're kind of like fighting with yourself, saying, well, I want you, but I can't. And somehow or other, take notice, and I'm sure it's happened already, that you have been finding a lot of delays in this process of what it is you're looking to change.
Yes.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Well, the universal message of turning around and saying, you know what, just let's slow down a little bit. It'll happen.
Right.
Are you going on vacation? Because I get a vacation here.
No, but I've been thinking about going on vacation.
Yeah,
I want to go.
Yeah, there's a trip here about you guys going away. I think it's excellent. My suggestion, just leave an extra charge card at home. Because you could find where you're at, oh, this is beautiful, I'll never see this again. And because we have influential numbers here right now that can make you look to spend, it's always best to leave a little charge card at home.
Oh, you take all the fun out of it, Lois.
Yeah, one more thing.
Yes.
What is going on with your weight?
I've gained a lot of weight. It seems like I don't eat a lot, but it seems like I can't get rid of it.
Yeah, I think it's also because you're weighting yourself down, W-E-I-G-H-T, so to speak. You're weighting yourself down with what it is you wanted yesterday or may not be materializing as fast as you're choosing.
Okay.
And I think that our body, our illnesses, our diseases, as we call them, our bodies tell us, okay, well, if you want to act that way, that's how I'm going to act out. So we eat a little more, or we just feel like, well, I'm not eating, but I feel weighted down. Honey, let it go. Relax a little bit. Enjoy. And when you go away on vacation, make sure you cover up your skin real good, because I'd like you to watch your skin this year. And
oh, but I love the sun.
Yeah, okay. Then you do what you like. You have
No.
I'm saying to you, watch your skin.
Okay.
And drink more water.
Okay, I will.
Did I lose you there?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Drink more water. It'll be very good for you. And if you're looking for children, I think it's hanging over you, hon. I just don't feel that because you're not making a solid decision, it's better off right now that things are waiting until, I think, you know, let go and let God, and that's it.
Right. I tried to say something here real quick. I'm going to say interjecting that I agree with you when you look at her pentacles and stuff, very high power stuff, very early on, and she's moving into what looks to be a time of a lot more not so high powered, actually taking a step back, and for the last two pentacles are sevens, and so she's wanting to step back out of those eights and into sevens, and the transition comes at age 39, so I can see where you're not going to be working quite so much. So you're
right,
seven life path too, so you're a deep thinker here.
Yeah.
Follow your gut instincts, whatever you do, meditate, follow, you know, your gut feelings about things. And also for you, it's really important for you to allow the universe to bring that which you need, not so much try to push for it, but just if you just wait around, it gets dropped into your lap, what you need.
It will drop into my lap?
Excuse me?
You said it will drop into my lap if I just wait?
Yeah. I think
okay.
You're going to find that you're going to be in the right place at the right time a lot. In your life, and things are just going to be given to you because you have a very highly spiritual life path number, which says that you know, it's almost as though you're walking a spiritual existence in a material sort of a world, and your first two pentacles are very material. It's about power and mastery. It's about getting out there, having a career, wanting to make something out of yourself, wanting to achieve. And yet your life path says you really need to step back. You need to work on your inner self, your spiritual self. You need to kind of find faith in your life. And with sevens, it's a life path that requires rest, that requires you to take care of yourself and to have those quiet times, the vacations, the time to think, the time to get to know yourself. So you have some really interesting opposing energies in your chart, one saying one thing and the other saying another. But if you just wait around, especially with career, with anything, it'll get dropped in your lap. I don't know if you've noticed that already or not.
I think so. I think it ends up happening at the right time.
Exactly. It'll just be given to you. So you just, sevens, you just kind of wait around and it gets dropped. Because you're really not meant to want to be, you know, out there struggling too hard. You know, there's a lot of introspection that comes in, a lot of spiritual development that comes in your lifetime, part of what you're going to attract in your life. Teachers, workshops, things that teach you, that bring you to a much deeper spirit. It's not so much about you learning, it's about you remembering. Because you bring all this wisdom with you into this lifetime. So I don't know if you feel that, but it's a very different kind of a life path that you have. So,
I feel very connected to the past.
Huh?
I feel very connected to the past.
Right. And you will. It'll be like you need to just kind of like picture yourself as being the leaf upon the stream and just flowing with where you're taken and just have faith. And that's the best way to lead your life is be spiritual. Be who you are. You're the wise old sage. That's who you are. So. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks
Bye.
For calling.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You. Okay, super. Let me just check our chat room here for a second. And I do want to tell you, Julia says, she did have a comment for you. Julia, the first caller, Lois, she says, you're right. I definitely enjoy metaphysical topics. My family has been a big influence lately. They've had a recent loss. And she's had a move relocation on the brain. So she said, thank you very much. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I think we have another caller already. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Erin.
Erin? Yep. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Would you like a reading or do you have a question?
I would. I'd love to have a reading.
Do you want to spell your name for us?
E-R-I-N.
E-R-I-N. And Erin, can you give me your date of birth, please?
10-21-64.
Okay. And Lois, I'll let you do her personal year first if you want, and then I'll chime in with, we're kind of tag teaming tonight. So I'll chime in a second with what I've got.
You sound like a little girl, you know that? You sound like a little girl on the phone, Erin.
I do?
Yeah, and I think that's because you were born on the 21st of the month, and you're very young, and you'll always have that young attitude. Do you find that for yourself?
You will, yeah. Sometimes I like to be a little childlike, maybe just playing around.
Uh-huh, definitely. Well, this should be a very exciting year for you. And what I mean by exciting is that I think that you're finding yourself or feeling yourself to want to feel more creative.
Oh, yeah.
This could be that maybe you want to take up a craft. Maybe you want to get more involved in the public because you're very good with the public. You're very good in service. You like to help people. You like to make people feel good, yes?
Yes, very correct.
Are you thinking of any point here also about changing a job?
I just started my own business, and I'm just branching out to do different things right now.
Excellent. Here's my feeling. Don't scatter yourself. You do have tendency to scatter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God bless you, because I think that you could do six things at once. But at the same time, right now, with this transition, it's so important for you to redesign, to recreate, to restructure this new idea that you have come about with and began to manifest, that because there's tendency to scatter yourself, you're going to create yourself more havoc, more chaos as it goes along. And with your four personal year on top of you, that it's sitting here saying, use good judgment, be practical,
make sure that you have your ducks lined up. It's very hard where three is saying, well, I don't want to hear that right now, but I want to create this and I want to do that. And of course, you have your own personal life and you got family and you got kids. And my thinking is, you're going to do okay here, but just slow down. And I do feel that there's going to be people around you. You might feel like you want to go for their jugular vein. So my sense is here, watch what you say.
Uh-huh.
Careful what you say.
Okay.
And that's okay, because this is part of this whole redesign package, because you're going to attract the people that you, how you say, are asking for, so you could put out what it is that you want to do. Like attracts like.
Perfect. And as far as the creativity, I've been taking a watercolor class now, and I in fact had my astrological and neonatal chart read last week, and she said I absolutely have to keep doing creative work.
Well, I want to just add to that right now, because this is a good time for me to jump in with this. Your pinnacle that you're in right now is at 9, and that's always very good for trading, and because 9 is a very artistic number. Your life path number and your birthday number, the life path number being a 6, the birthday number being a 21, there's a lot of creative expression and the creative ability that comes in. 3, 6, 9 together create expression in mind, body, and soul, okay? So life path 6, birthday 3, you're in a 9 pinnacle. That's creative expression, mind, body, and soul. So I would think that the way the things are set up around you, that as long as you use your creativity in some fashion during this particular pinnacle, which runs from age 40 to 48, is you're going to do very well by it. Whether you do artistic things, whether you write, whatever you do, it's the way that the energy is flowing into your life, you have the talents and ability, by virtue of your life path birthday number, to do something within this pinnacle with them. And so it all kind of flows really nicely at this time for you. So I just want to, even your fourth pinnacle that comes in after that is a 3, which might even push you a little bit into the spotlight with what it is that you're doing, meaning, you know, there's a little fame and fortune going on maybe in these last two pinnacles, pushing you a little bit more in front of people where you get noticed more as well. So I just want to throw that in for you.
Very nice.
Okay, Erin, just a quick question. Are you going to the dentist?
Am I going to the dentist? I have nothing planned. I mean, other than my scheduled cleanings, I don't have anything going on.
Okay, and is that coming up?
It's probably getting close.
Yeah, because I'm hearing something here about going to the dentist. I don't know what that, maybe because you're so scattered at certain points that you keep putting it off.
I'm very good at that.
Go have your teeth. Go have them cleaned.
Okay, perfect.
You'll feel good. And one other quick thing. In your water pictures that you're doing, take a good look into them and see if you're seeing any kind of, I'll use the word, images.
I am. Well, there's been kind of a theme of love and hearts, that type of thing, as well as Mother Mary.
Oh, wonderful.
That's wonderful. And knowing now that you're loving yourself, is
right.
So important. So these hearts, and just keep reading the pictures.
Right.
Okay,
something is there for you, hon. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Erin. Thanks
Blessing.
For calling. We appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. Super reading. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Love
good.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's get back to maybe wherever we were. Where were we? Oh, yeah. We were talking before the reading. Well, you know what? I guess we got another caller. Hi,
okay.
Who's calling?
Hi, it's Anne.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Did you call in for a reading, Anne?
Yes, please.
Can you give us your date of birth, please?
10-3-48.
1948?
Yes, 1948.
Okay. All right, give us a second, and we will get some insight here.
Hi, Anne.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Anne. Tell me, how do you spell your name?
A-N-N.
Okay. No E, huh?
No.
Oh, you saved yourself. Okay, that sounds good.
A little vibration there.
She has a 22 vibration here, too, in her year of birth.
Mm-hmm.
You're a powerhouse lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You're a strong-willed lady.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some sort of a festive affair coming up with the family?
There is no family. But what I wanted to concentrate on was, what is blocking any stable income or stability?
Are you talking about... Can you say that again, please, Anne, so I can hear it?
Yes. What is blocking my financial stability or any income?
Okay. If you don't mind, Lois, I kind of want to address that a little bit here.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, because you're an innate life path, okay? So what that's telling me, first off, is whenever we see an innate life path, what we have here is we have some, it's an all or nothing sort of a number. Quite often we see people who have very prominent careers that achieve a great deal. There's a lot of material abundance. There's a lot of money flowing into their life. But trust me, your life path is all about the potential for mass power and mastery, authority, and also bringing abundance into your life. But it all really depends on how you're using that 8 energy. Sometimes not being balanced with the 8 energy can create problems for you. One of the things that I see in your challenge numbers is a 1 challenge, an overall challenge, which has to do with self-worth and knowing what you're capable of doing, having the confidence, having the desire to achieve even, and maybe setting the bar too low, maybe not really seeing yourself or what you're truly capable of doing. And because of the lack of confidence, or perhaps the things that happened early on, even if it could have been lessons that early on in life that had to do with money and finances that made you believe that you couldn't conquer the world. But the truth of the matter is in your life path, you have the potential to bring about, you know, to be a great manager, to be extraordinarily efficient, and authority leader, to be able to achieve great things.
No, I understand all of this. I understand the potential, and I work 7 days a week to overcome karma or any obstructions. I am not getting to base one. I can do everything for everyone else and nothing for myself.
Is financially, are we still talking financially here? Are we talking?
Well, financially, there's absolutely zero income.
No income.
No income. I cannot get any income. I work 24 hours a day and cannot get any income.
Wow, that's tough thing to do, work 24 hours a day.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, you're in it's a 5 pentacle. I would think that there's a lot of change that has come in after the age of 47. Have you changed what it is that you do?
Everything. I mean, I change whenever something doesn't work, then I change. That
okay.
You have to see what it is where we are right now. I mean, I understand all the possibilities, but it's not working.
Okay. Well, that the pinnacle that you're in is going to bring about change. Whenever you're in a 5 pinnacle, the opportunities come to you. There are a lot of different, you can trade up or trade down, basically. You have to be cautious about making changes that put you in a higher position as opposed to making a change just for the sake of change. Sometimes you have to stick with something long enough to see it pan itself out and not be too quick to pull in something new. With you being in the 5 pinnacle, there's a great opportunity for expansion for you to move up, but you can also at the same time move, you know, just too many irons in the fire, making changes much too quickly, not waiting to see, you know, you want your, there's a lot of freedom that's offered to you, but sometimes you got to hang with something long enough to see how it stands out.
No, I understand all of that. And the last project, I was with it a year and a half. So I'm not changing too quickly. That's not the case. I am being blocked spiritually, and I'm trying to understand what I can overcome, how I overcome that spiritual blockage.
Well, the one thing that I would say to you, Anne, is this, that when we are, and I'm going to say this for myself, and of course, Lois, certainly I'm going to turn it over to Lois, and I'm going to give her the opportunity to just talk things over with you. The one thing that I'm going to say is by just taking your date of birth, the information that I can get from that is limited to just the date of birth and not really going into your full name at birth. And I guess in order to better analyze your situation and what's going on, I certainly would want to be able to look at your full name at birth. I would want to be able to look at your essences. I would want to plot it all out. And then that way I could give a much more...
I understand.
You know, I mean, with the date of birth, I can only get so much information. All I can tell you is what I see going on with you has a lot to do with self. You're going to have a lot of challenges that come your way that are trying to show you just what you're capable of doing and just how strong you are and just, you know, how creative you can be. I can see that you're challenged in that area. I can also see that you're in a five pinnacle that's going to bring you lots and lots of change. But without seeing your full name at birth, you know, that kind of limits my vision. I can tell you that after the age of 56, when you're looking at this 22 last cycle, you know, there's an opportunity for possibly international work. There's a lot of travel that comes in, but there's an opportunity for you to actually, you know, build something very substantial.
Yes, I have before, but I've been blocked the past 25 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me turn it over to Lois, and let me see what Lois is getting, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And as I said, I would prefer to make a much more comprehensive
analysis. Understand.
I would really want to look at your name. We can't really do that on the radio.
I know.
Lois, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And, you know, I have to ditto a lot that Allison is saying to you, because I understand her language. But as I'm seeing here, what's going on is that you're definitely faced here with so many indecisions in what to do. Have you tried other groups? Have you tried getting involved with spiritual groups?
I am a healer, and I've been involved with spiritual groups for 40 years.
How about new groups?
And new groups. I totally moved from one coast to the other coast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm seeing through numbers, okay? I don't think I'm going to have your answer, but I am going to ditto a lot that Allison said. There's a lot of indecisions here, and a lot of this does focus on you're asking some higher power of yourself, I need to make a change because this isn't working. And I do believe that this time frame that you're in is a very spiritual time frame because it's pulling you in to start examining. But because the focus is on, I have to pay bills, I'm not getting ahead, we're losing the anchor that you should really be holding on to. If you are in the healing field, and this is what you do, then I think somewhere or other, in my opinion, it's kind of like lost a little bit here for you. Maybe you have exerted all your energy to other people a little bit too much. And it's okay to pull back some. But these indecisions are going to be with you for a while, and I think it'll be trials and errors. I think there'll be petty annoyances. But like Allison said, this change, this transition period you're in, if you would be open to it and just flow with it easier, I think you could see a little light out of the forest. It's not going to get better overnight, Anne.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the truth. We've created this for so many years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time here where you are, I think a little more closet cleaning is necessary. And that's people and places and situations that I think that even you are saying, I'm tired of this. It's not feeding me anymore. And all you keep doing is working and trying to get ahead, and all you keep doing is feeling like you're taking four steps backwards.
That's correct.
So my sense is here for you, just an opinion. You've been with groups? Fine. There has to be something, someone out there that you could go to and release what it is that needs to come up.
Well, that's what I keep searching for. The problem is that... I have been told each and every time that my level is so high that very few people can help me. This is what the problem is.
That's very ignorant.
I know.
I feel that's a great deal of ignorance that this somebody would say that
right.
to you.
Ignorant. I really feel a good long hard look at your essences, a good long hard look at your total chart. And I say this, you know, humbly to you, that there could be a great deal of insight gained looking at it as a whole.
I agree.
And being able to analyze it from that perspective, especially with the essences and the transits. Once they come in, that creates the full picture of what's going on with you. And I really think that you know, I would encourage you to possibly look into, you know, getting a much more detailed reading. Because I think it would be very insightful.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Best
thank
of luck
you very,
to you,
very
Ann.
Much. Good luck to you all as
thank
well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, super. All right. We probably got a call, you know, time for maybe one more call here. I can't believe how quickly this hour is just flying. Of course, losing, getting lost at the beginning of the show.
It flies, yeah.
Right. Well, I do have one question, which I'm not going to get to, I guess. All right. One more caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Kat.
Kat?
Kat, K-A-T.
Okay, and your date of birth, Kat?
I want to do it for my husband, if that's all right.
Sure, what's his name?
Okay, it's Charlie.
Charlie,
yeah.
Okay, what's Charlie's date of birth?
Okay, it's 11-12-1964.
We're getting a lot of three birthdays tonight, Lois.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, give us a few minutes to do our thing with the numbers on Charlie.
Okay. Do you want his real name is Charles, but he goes by Charlie.
That's,
does that matter?
Is Charlie changing his job?
He just did change his job.
He just changed the job. Tell him to be a little patient. Tell him to watch how he talks to all of these people. Don't talk too much.
Okay.
I feel there's a little opposition around here. Maybe there could be a little competition. You know, people feel in the ground. Who are you? Who is he? You know, like that.
Okay.
But I think your husband also is a good talker, is he?
Actually, he's pretty quiet.
He's quiet. But when he's in a group, he could talk.
Yeah, I would say in his job he could probably.
Because he does have a reservedness about him. There's
mm-hmm.
no question about it.
Right.
You know, and I don't think I would want to throw him in the lion's den immediately. I would like to feed the lion a little bit and become friends.
Right.
But I feel that this job change for him is a very good move.
Okay.
I feel that, as I said, the opposition that could still be around here with, you know, new coworkers and so forth, I think this will pass. I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
And I think that this is going to go on to another level.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you see him maybe doing something for himself or, you know, making this like a stepping stone to his own company or...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Allison.
Well, I see him. He's in a one pentacle. And in that particular case, I can see that possibly happening. And I think really what's been going on for him for quite some time now is for him to actually learning his own strengths and learning what he's capable of doing and possibly even, you know, exploring self a little bit of wanting, what you know, thinking about what he actually wants in his life. And he's really in this very supportive pinnacle for starting a business or going to the top of something, you know, becoming a leader in something. Because one pinnacle always teaches our strengths. It always gives us a lot of challenges along the way, a lot of things where we're facing things on our own, and we find out how courageous we are and how strong we are. And I really see that's where he is.
Okay.
Now, and it's very possible, yeah, his own business, sure.
I would just tell Charlie not to tell everybody all his plans and ideas.
Okay.
That's what I think I meant by saying to you before, you watch what you say.
Right.
He's definitely
very quiet by nature, so, I mean, he's not one to go into an office and blab his business. Definitely not.
Right. Well, again, you know, you could strike up a nice friendship with somebody and, you know, yeah. I think he will move on too. I agree with Allison. This one pinnacle, these new beginnings that are happening here for him. Do I believe it's tomorrow? No.
Okay, now you're getting the one by adding what, the 11-12-64?
It's a pinnacle. It is derived. There's four different sections that within the whole life path. And
I see.
It's a specific pinnacle that he's in within his life path. He's actually a seven life path. I see it as being somewhat of a karmic. It is a karmic life path. And I think that for Charlie, perhaps in his life, he's had to start over a few times, meaning, you know, he's been back at ground zero, rebuilding his life again. And I don't know what he does for a living, but this is seven life paths. It's always it's a very spiritual life path, and this is the introspection, the refinement. This is why he's a deep thinker. He's very analytical. He's
yes,
a very bright mind. He can either be very spiritual or he can be very scientific. They have a tendency to go one way or the other.
Right.
But you know, in his life, he's had to start over. There's been times where his whole life's been knocked down, and he's been under the influences of these five pinnacles, which change coming
right.
in.
Right. Well, the job change was his choice. And you know, I really believe it's just a stepping stone to something else.
Right.
But I feel like he's kind of like stuck in a rut at this point with it.
Well, you tell him that I tell him, you know, you're seven. And with his being a 7, he has a built-in radar. It's a built-in gut feeling.
Right.
He knows what direction to go. That's one of the beauties of the 7 life path.
Right, and he's definitely opening up as far as that area is concerned as well.
Right, so just follow his gut instincts. Follow, you know, his first impression always.
Okay.
And also, if something gets dropped in his lap, you know, which is on the way of the 7 life path, if something comes to him, look at it very carefully, because sometimes it's a gift, because it's meant to take you where you need to be.
Okay. Very good. Thank you
very much. He's going to go. He'll move on.
Okay.
Tell him to just keep his feet on the ground right now.
He will. Thank you, guys.
Blessings
to you.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
What was that?
We appreciate your calling. Thank you. And
okay, thank you.
Tell Charlie we said hi. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Listen, Lois, we only got a couple minutes, and we can't take any more calls, because we've got to talk about you. We got to tell people where to get a hold of you. We got to talk about you do a radio show. Where's that? Tell them quick.
I do a radio show out of Woodstock, New York, famous Woodstock.
Wonderful.
And I do a quick call-in show there. It's on 100.1 WDST. I'll be on there in May. I don't have right now the date. I know. I think it's Mother's Day. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do tutorial. Excuse me?
Go ahead. You do workshops?
I do tutorial programs. I go into many of the colleges, and I teach this.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I have my own private practice. And
mm-hmm. Tell them how they can hold you.
Oh, they could always call me at 1-800-873-8027. Or they could go and look at my website, which is being repaired. But
oh, I love. You know, I popped onto your website. I had seen it before, but you've been doing some changes to it. I love it.
Thank you. And it's www.numberpsychic.info.
Mm-hmm.
So they can reach me that way, and I'd be looking forward to talking.
Well, I hate to say this, but you know what? Our hour's up. So I can't thank you enough, Lois, for
Allison,
joining.
I thank you, and I thank all our listeners, and I wish for everybody all their numbers soar high.
Right, and I wish everyone love, peace, and abundance, and Visible by Numbers will be back again next Monday. Thank you so much for being with us this evening, and thanks, Lois. Talk
thank
you.
Soon. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.